Good morning and welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee, that virtual donut, pull up a chair, kick off your shoes, and stay a while. Because I'm really glad you're here.
What's the name of the game? Moncala?
Moncala.
Okay. So how do we play?
So I'm going to take these.
You're taking four stones.
Yes. And I'm going to drop them in. One, two,
you're putting your
three,
stones in mine.
Four.
Okay.
Now it's your turn.
Can I take those?
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay. Now what? Put them in your pockets?
No, you one at a time.
One at a time. Where at? Can I go to your side?
No, you start here.
Why am I starting here?
Because you go clockwise.
Okay. Well, now what? I'm out of stones.
You skipped this one.
Oh, goodness. Did I? Okay.
Obviously you did.
Okay. Now what? Okay, so you put stones. Now I get to pick any. Where do I get this?
On your side.
Anywhere on my side.
Anywhere on your side.
So I should pick up these stones, going clockwise, put a stone in each little pocket. Can I skip spaces? Okay. Now what? Now what we do? So I stop there. Don't you have to just keep going? We'll just go and keep going clockwise forever and it never end?
No, I feel like that I should get all these.
Why should you get my stones?
Because there's only one stone in here.
Do we need to watch the YouTube video again?
I think so.
Oh my goodness.
No, go ahead. Just do this and see what
this
happens.
Is why I don't like playing games. So I go choose anywhere.
Yes. Okay. You keep asking the same question.
I know. So, okay, I'm picking up these stones, going in clockwise. I'm putting one stone in each pocket.
No, you forgot this one.
Okay, jeez, I forgot that one too. And that one too.
Yes.
So all we're doing is we're moving these stones around, and nobody's winning anything.
Not yet.
How do you know when you win?
Oh, there we go.
You can't.
That was my last stone, so I get to put it in my mancala.
Well, my last stone I put here.
Well, you have to get down here. This is your mancala.
And this is why I don't play games. Hey, you probably hear some dogs barking in the background. That's because I'm taking my dog for a walk. Yeah, I'm taking Maggie for a walk. And we're disturbing the dogs in the neighborhood, you know, especially these dogs. These dogs, man, you can't walk by this house with all these dogs going nuts, man. I don't know if she got two or three of them. But, see, then Maggie just wants to linger around that house. And you got to pull her and force her to go, you know. But, hey, so anyway, that little clip I played there for you, that's why at the Lottie's household, we never really played games a lot. Even when the kids were little, when my kids were little, we didn't really play games a lot. At least I didn't participate because half the time, couldn't understand the rules. At least I couldn't understand the rules. You know, you read the directions, you get everything. You think you're doing the game, you're playing it right. And then you know, a quarter way through the game, you realize, oh, we're not even playing this game right. And, you know, sometimes that reminds me of life, you know, because you're doing life. But in life, no one gives you instructions, you know. I mean, at least with a game, you have some type of instructions. Now, whether you can follow the instructions is a different story. By the way, me and Dixie tied 2-2. See, and, you know, I won the first two games. She came back and tied it up 2-2. So I was like, you know, I don't want to play no more. If I can't win, I don't want to play. That's another reason why we didn't play games a lot when I was, when the kids were younger. I don't like to lose. But life doesn't come with a instruction book, of how to. You kind of learn as you go. Of course, we have the scripture, and there's, oh my gosh, scripture's wise with wisdom. But, day to day, it's not like you have this little instruction book that says, Ken, at age 22, take this job. Stay there for 5 years, and Ken, take job number two at this company. Or, hey, Ken, when you reach this age, start thinking about having children. No, sometimes life happens. Life happens when you're having fun. Well, that's why Katie was born. No, that's a whole nother story. But anyway, isn't that the truth, though, about life? Don't you wish someone could just give you a manual and say, at every stage of your life, this is what you should be doing. Do this, do that, move on to, But no, it doesn't work out that way. And then sometimes, you look back and you think, oh man, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done the other thing. But you know what? Somehow, God always works everything for good, even when you don't feel it in the moment. Even when you don't feel that what you're going through has been beneficial, later you learn why you went through what you went through. At the moment, it's painful, and I don't like it. But later on, you look back and say, "Oh, okay, that's probably what I learned from going through that. I learned a lesson there." But it'd be nice if we didn't have to learn so many lessons in life. But I do. I need lots of lessons because I'm hard-headed and it takes me a while to learn different things. So, hey, let's take a quick break because I have to pick something up in the grass. Bye. Okay. We're back on the sidewalk now. So, hey, what was that game, childhood game? Was it Sorry? That when you got sent back to the starting position, like you're playing a game, for 20 minutes and then someone like has ability by the roll of the dice and where they landed to take your little peg and put you back in the starting position, so you just have to start all over again. Man, sometimes I feel like that way in life. You're just moseying on down, you're just driving down that game board of life, and then boom, something sets you back and puts you right back at the starting position again. I mean, what's up with that? Why does that happen? But it does. And sometimes it's hard to get right back up and keep going again, But thankfully I got some guys in my life that'll kick me in the butt if I set too long and don't get going again. But it's not always easy. It's not always easy when you're back in the starting spot again. You're back at the first square on the game board of life, and you got to do it all over again. So, but unlike dice, we're not rolling dice. We just go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to direct our paths and stay faithful to Him and trust and rely on Him throughout the game of life. So, hey, look at Maggie. Maggie's taking time to smell the flowers. Look at that. sometimes in life, maybe God sets you down sometimes so you can smell the flowers a little bit, you know. Except Maggie's not smelling them now. Now she's peeing on them. Just like in life. You ever feel peed on in life? Well, you're just watering the plants. You're just being watered. But oh, no, here's some more dogs. Oh, great. Hope I don't get my leg bitten off. But hey, it's fun times. But hey, I hope that, you know, if you're going through some trials and stuff in your life and maybe things aren't working out the way you had planned, it's okay. Life never works the way we exactly want it to work, right? We step out in faith, we keep walking, and we head in the direction, and then sometimes God picks us up and puts us on another square on the board and says, hey, you're going to go down this slippery slide here. You know, what was that, chutes and ladders? You're going to go down the chute. I know you were climbing that ladder, but now I got you over here on the chute. And watch out for the, when you go down to the chute, you don't slide into the, little candy land, you know, piece of candy there. But anyway, hey, that's all I got this morning because I got to keep walking the dog and she's being difficult. You know, Maggie wants to stop at every little blade of grass and give it its blessing. So, hey, hope you have a great Monday morning, and keep your eyes to the sky. Bye-bye now.